won't be able to understand the idea of celebrating somebody's life. So, you know, the grown-ups, the adults, will often say that would be the wishes of the person that's died. But children get confused by that. So why are more and more people turning up in bright colours? And is that a disrespectful thing to do? Let's talk to Alison Craik, senior partner at Craik & Mallon in Stockton, also the immediate past president of the National Association of Funeral Directors. Alison, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, thank you.
And is this a trend that you are seeing then, people no longer wearing black?
I think we've seen it significantly over the past years. I think we saw a great deal of difference in the funeral profession following the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, in 1997. And we saw an increase in family involvement in the service and families wishing to do the eulogy themselves. And so we did see a difference and a move towards that as people went more towards a celebration of life.
And what are your thoughts on it, Alison? Do you think it is disrespectful to wear bright colours?
I think it has to be the family's choice. I think, as with anything to do with funeral arrangements, it has to be a family's choice and what's meaningful for the family. What we tend to find is that people that have expressed a wish for bright colours or a particular type of dress or a particular colour worn, such as pink or blue or something such as that, is they tend to have made that decision prior to making the funeral arrangements, that they've had that decision or that discussion. But a lot of people don't express a preference, and I think it's probably a bit of a generational thing that when people have, or families haven't expressed a preference, is that on those occasions the expectation would be that people would be wearing dark clothing when they're attending the funeral.
Yeah, we live in a culturally diverse country now, of course, Alison, and you know that there will be cultures and countries around the world where you don't wear black to a wedding, to a funeral, I should say.
Well, yes, I mean, this is the thing, we are very culturally diverse now. I mean, for example, people in Eastern Asia, white is classed as mourning clothes, it's a symbol of purity and rebirth. In South Africa, red was adopted as a colour of mourning because it represented the bloodshed suffered during the apartheid era. In Brazil, many devout Catholics, it would be purple. And in Thailand, purple is also considered to define sorrow and is usually reserved for widows who wear mourning, you know, on the death of a spouse.
It's a communication problem, Alison, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, you get an invite to a wedding, you don't get an invitation to a funeral. It would be good if somehow people knew what the wishes of the family were and what the dress code might be.
I think you're absolutely right there. I think anything that has us talking about death and bereavement is good, because I do think it's part of a natural process of life, and I do think that those conversations are very helpful for those that are bereaved. And I also think that when we look at sort of the children in particular, we can't imagine, and I would never presume to imagine, how harrowing it is for a child to lose a parent. But there's a great deal of thought that perhaps we should be having these conversations with children in schools, an understanding of loss and bereavement and an understanding of tradition and culture as well, to get those conversations going, because it's always so difficult at the time in that sudden impact of loss to have those conversations.
Yeah, and it's the children at the heart of Colin Brazier, the Sky News presenter, you know, whose wife's funeral it is. You know, that's his reason, isn't it, for saying wear black, because he thinks children will feel overwhelmingly sad, and the idea that you're happy at a funeral, it will just confuse them.
I understand that, and I think all of us can empathise with those comments. And as I've said before, with any funeral arrangements, it has to be what's right and what's appropriate for the family, and that's the decision that they've made. And I can empathise with that, how confusing it could be, particularly for young people, to see it as a celebration of life when they've lost their mum. And that has to be a decision for the family as to how they approach that. I would like to see it talked about more in schools, and so that children, as part of the curriculum, have an understanding of bereavement and loss, and what form that would take. And it's a thought that's supported very much by charities like Winston's Wish and Child Bereavement UK, who think that there would be great benefit from children having even the gentlest of discussions during their early years.
I agree. Alison, thank you. Alison Craik, Senior Partner at Craik & Mellon in Stockton. Some families feel comfortable talking about death. Other families simply will not entertain the idea because it's too depressing. Do you agree with Alison, though, that we need to talk more about it? And I want to get your take on whether, if it's the family's wishes, you know, how would you feel about wearing bright colours to a funeral? Maybe you've done that. I was talking to somebody earlier who didn't know that the wishes of the family was that people should wear bright colours. So they went along wearing black. And they were next to the only people wearing black, and they felt awkward as a result. Take comments on this during the course of the morning.